I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois has long held the record for most units of local government, nearly 9,000, according to the Civic Federation. Some state lawmakers want to allow residents a greater say on whether certain taxing bodies should remain. Republican State Representative Jeff Kiker of Sycamore says it's important for these to regularly reflect on their utility and explore opportunities where services and costs can be shared. Under his proposal, they would be required to analyze efficiency and possible reduction strategies once a decade.
It forces that local unit, if it has outlived its purpose, if it has outlived its value to the Illinois taxpayer, this specifically forces them to disclose that to the public and to face a reconciliation process.
Kiker's bill would not apply to county, town, village, or city governments. In other news, February's cold front affected more than Texas. People across the Midwest face steep energy bills after weeks of sub-zero temperatures. Mariana Bacallao reports energy bills could still remain high even as households use less gas.
Market gas prices spiked just as people in the Midwest needed heat the most. Mid-American energy customers used 50% more gas than usual, but their bills for February won't reflect that number. State purchase gas agreements require energy companies to set a maximum price for natural gas every year. Since most households exceeded that price in February, Mid-American Energy has to spread the full cost over several bills. Mid-American Energy spokesman Jeff Greenwood says the damage could have been worse.
We have taken some measures, some preemptive measures, such as storing natural gas and also locking in contracts before the market prices went up.
In Iowa, the expected annual increase for the average customer is $214. That's not far off from Illinois' number. It's just a $4 difference across the river, but Iowa customers may see higher bills in the short term. Illinois' billing window closes in December, while Iowa's closes in August. I'm Mariana Bacallao.
Two Republican lawmakers unveiled legislation to strengthen internal policies at state-run veterans' homes. Capital News Illinois reports this comes in response to the COVID-19 outbreak at the LaSalle veterans' home that resulted in 36 resident deaths. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. The SIU football team's convincing win Saturday over defending national champion and top-ranked North Dakota State has vaulted the Salukis into the top 10 of the latest Athlon Sports FCS rankings. SIU was ranked 9th and is being highlighted as the team of the week. North Dakota State dropped to 3rd. The Missouri Valley Conference has 5 teams in the top 10 of the Athlon rankings. Saluki Athletics also announced it has a small quantity of season tickets for the Saluki football spring season available in blocks of 4 on a first-come, first-served basis. The Saluki's home opener this past Saturday was a sellout. Safety data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows allergic reactions to COVID-19 vaccines are rare. As the availability of the COVID-19 vaccinations continues to expand, particularly for those 65 and older, many with underlying health conditions, there will be a greater number of incidental negative health events such as heart attack. Dr. Leon Yee is a vice president of hospitalists, emergency services, and diagnostic medicine for OSF Healthcare.
Even aside from the vaccine, we expect there to be some unfortunate things happening to people. And the vaccine is not necessarily the cause, but it's very easy for us to make that link.
He says people die unexpectedly or have sudden seizure or stroke every day, but there's not necessarily the evidence that those are related to the COVID-19 vaccine. Good morning. I'm Leah Lerner.